This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, April 23rd. God's word to you today is find life. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verse 2, from the New King James Version, and it says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." The power over the way of self and the power over the way of the world comes from being fully persuaded, fully convinced that God has the best for you. Do you totally and completely trust God? The story is told about a young man that was falling from a great height. While he was in free fall, his hand brushed against a branch, so he grabbed it. It was a pitch black cold night, and soon enough, his hands began to get weak. Then it occurred to him to ask God for help. So he prayed that God would send him help. God spoke to him, "I want to help you, but you need to let go of the branch." "What? I would rather die than let go of this branch. Do you know the height I fell from? Lord, what I'm asking for is an ambulance." "Let go of the branch," was all God said. He did not trust God, so he held on tightly to the branch. In the morning, they found a young man that froze to death, holding onto a branch a few inches from the floor. He was just a few inches away, and he did not know it. God could see where he was and told him to let go, but he chose to die instead. Be mindful about what position you take, because it very often becomes your reality. Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9 from the Message Translation says, "I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. The way I work surpasses the way you work, and the way I think is beyond the way you think." God said, "Do it my way. Let go of the branch." No, send an ambulance. It is not the way of self or the way of the world that leads to victory. It is the way of God alone. Will you trust God and take a step towards God today? The storms of life have a way of crushing the soul and shaking one's trust in God. Have you allowed your trust, conviction, and persuasion in God become eroded? The same way God helped Jesus, God will help you. Cry out to God and trust him. The Bible says that angels came and ministered to Jesus. Angels will come and minister to you too. Amen. Matthew 14, verse 28 says, "Then Peter called to him, 'Lord, if it's really you, let me come to you walking on the water.'" The only reason why Peter would make such a request and actually step out of the boat and onto the water is because he was fully convinced about Jesus. But the waves came, his faith shook, and Peter took his eyes off Jesus. The Bible says immediately he cried out to Jesus. Jesus reached out and pulled him out. This same Jesus that helped Peter when his faith was shaky will stretch forth his hands and help you. Just call on him and surrender your life to Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.